Yeah.
No, they're bullshitting. We recording?
Yeah.
All right, what's going on? Bonus audio bonus edition of the Big Homie's House.
Ha ha ha!
Georgia, what did you just say?
I said my throat was hurting.
Your throat hurt?
Itching.
Itching, that's crazy. All right, well, you know, we got the homies in the building. Big Homie Kodak, that's Georgia Alonzo.
Hey!
We got my homie all the way from California. You from Oakland too, huh?
I'm born and raised in Oakland.
Oh, ooh, damn. Okay.
Okay, we just had another Cali native that just left just a few minutes ago. Eric Bellinger.
Yeah.
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 You from LA, right?
Oh, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. LA.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the home. I'm kicking it with the homies, T. How you doing? You good?
Finally. I'm amazing. No. How you doing? How y'all doing?
Lost some goddamn
candy.
It's hot
as hell.
It's hot.
It's hot. Burning up. Outside. It's cold as fuck in here, though.
My nose sweating. It's hot as hell outside.
Good. Yeah, I hope it's still like this. Y'all think it's gonna stay like this?
I hope so. Shit.
I hope so.
How you gonna do 2 weeks of just this weather and then go back? It's no way.
I believe.
Well, you know, Atlanta.
It is Atlanta.
Atlanta weather is hella bipolar.
Did the gopher see his tail?
He did. And it's a beaver. I mean, a beaver. A groundhog. Talking about a damn beaver.
What I say?
You said a gopher.
It's not a
gopher.
Oh, it's a groundhog.
It's a groundhog.
What's the difference?
The difference is one is a
if
gopher.
If a nigga put a picture of a groundhog and a gopher in front of you right now, would you be able to tell?
It's the same shit like when you pulled out that motherfucker zucchini and tried to tell me it was a motherfucker cucumber and what?
Yeah. I got a funny story about that. That's my dog, though.
I bet she is.
That's my dog.
Wow. She gave you some head?
Why would I answer that question?
They don't know what we're talking about unless they true fans. If they true fans,
they probably
is. Okay, then they deserve to know. They deserve to know.
Nah.
She gave you head?
Nah.
What's the funny story with the cucumber? Or
all right, it was last year, wasn't it?
It was like, no, I think it was like 2 years ago.
Okay, it was old studio.
It was old studio, it was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, so 2 years ago, we had this girl on the show that was known for sucking cucumbers.
Yes, so she was a cucumber
my
devourer.
Ass thinking, I'm about to get a live demonstration on the show. I bring what I thought at the time was a cucumber.
It wasn't. He pulled out a fucking zucchini. He was like, I got something for you.
And that bitch did not get sucked.
And I said, a zucchini? Oh, he's like, God. This is absolutely not a zucchini. I said, yes, it is. He said, this is absolutely a cucumber. And I'm just looking around like,
that's not
a cucumber, bro.
I thought it was a cucumber.
But
you let me learn. And she also didn't suck that motherfucker. So.
Wait a minute. You can't tell the difference between a cucumber and a zucchini.
He'll eat either one.
I do eat zucchinis. I love fried zucchini. I hate cucumbers.
Then you don't know what they look like.
I know what it's when it's chopped up.
You
in
know
my,
what you don't cook.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
You don't cook none of that shit.
You're right. Y'all won.
Let's get into
the first topic. Let me see what the fuck I got going on. You got anything toxic on your mind you want to get off?
Me?
Yeah.
Clean
your throat.
I don't know. I don't know if I have.
You know what? I want to spin off into what that video I posted yesterday about the number.
Oh, okay.
So, a lot of people are like they
elaborate.
Okay, so
let me elaborate. There was a girl. She went and she came on our show.
Yeah.
And she said that she charged a man $150 for her number.
Uh-huh.
She charged him $150 for her number, as well as he had to pay for her parking, had to pay for her to get
bottles.
Inside, had to give her money to throw in the club, and she only drinks 1942, and that he paid for all of it, and at the end of the night, she did not give him any action.
Yes. So my question is, are women at fault for having these crazy expectations, or is it men at fault for doing anything to meet them?
It's him. If he was willing to do all of that,
but she
just
asked
to get a number. If he was willing to do all of that for her just to get a number, that's on him. Like, mm-hmm. I could tell you all day, I'm gonna give you some head at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
You could take me out, court me, all of that. If I mm-hmm. don't want to do it, I don't want to do it. So right. That was your bad. But
see, with me, I feel like that. But do you feel like it's the man's fault that women feel like that, or is
feel
it
like they can ask for
that
whatever
they can ask for whatever?
Because somebody, because they feel like somebody going to.
So
do
you think
it.
It's the man's fault?
No,
so,
I think it's both, because
mm-hmm.
women ain't gonna get over on a nigga unless they know they can.
Yeah.
You know, just like those hotel videos where a dude flew a girl out.
Oh yeah.
He's expecting pussy like at the end of the night or right. whatever, and she's like, oh no, I don't want to do it. And everybody always asks like, who's at fault? Is it the female or is it the man?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really both of them. Like, we grown. That conversation should have been had
should've
at the
been.
Beginning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how I feel is, what a woman wants is what she wants. Point blank. Period. And if that's what she wants, then she can stand on that. Then there'll be a man that may feel like she's worth doing that for. There's always a girl that a man feels like is worth him doing the most to or for. Like, you gotta understand it. Now, the girl in the video, a lot of people were in the caption saying that she was capped, but we may never know if that guy.
I don't think she was capped.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's, but some people, they feel like she was capped. But being here in Atlanta, things like that happen every day, all day, especially if a man got it. He don't mind doing that.
Because that 150 could have been like a quarter to him.
Wait, yeah, he don't mind doing that for that
woman. But I still think it's trash for her to do all of that, though. Like, if he paid for her parking, gave her $150, got her in a club, gave her something, like, she was a bit excessive.
Her intentions weren't pure. Mm. But I also feel like, I'm going to say just me personally, I have other obligations. And everything that I'm doing, and it's, I'm not out here partying. I'm not out here trying to live my best life. I'm trying to make some money. And if I'm not making money, then I'm at home trying to figure out how the hell I'm going to make some money or how I'm going to build
So you're not
brand.
Outside bullshitting, wasting money.
I'm not, you know? So if I'm going to go outside and spend time with this man that I have no idea who he is, I don't know this man. I don't know him at all. And I don't really care to know who you are because I don't have time to trying to get to know you. If you are going to pay me for my time, then that's cool with me. Mm. Then it's like, okay, then you pay me for my time. So that means I'm getting money. And while I'm spending time with you. Now, if that's the first time us hanging out, then understood, but like the next day after that or the day after that, then that's and you're still asking for money. Now that's just doing too much. Now you just broke out here just trying to figure it out.
So let me ask you something: as a female, have you ever used the man for money?
Yes, I have. I have used
and
the man for money.
Was it consecutive? Like, was it often? Like, did you do it all the time?
Yeah, I did.
And was it because he was interested in you and you, like, played that field?
Yeah, but at that time.
And I think that's fucked up.
Yeah, it was. But at that time, I had to figure it out. I was in college. Like, I needed the money. Like, and this nigga was right here and he wanted to do for me. So it was like, do it. Like, why not? And it wasn't like I would have a bad time with him. Like,
did you give him any play though for him cashing out?
No.
Yeah. So
no. But for me, I was a playing ass nigga. Like, I was playing your ass. Like, I'm a player. You know
what
I'm saying?
Girls players too face.
Like, exactly. Like, I could do that. Like, I didn't. And another thing is I didn't approach that man like, oh, let me woo him so he can give me some money.
Let
like,
me seduce
nah.
him out his books.
Yeah, like, I'm chilling, minding my own business. He came to you. He
came to
me with money. That's the thing. Niggas got to understand, if you're going to come at a woman with money, like, oh, I could do this, I could do that for you, and we could do this together and all this other shit, then you better stand on that. Because when she asks for that, then you need to give it.
Right.
Because I ain't asked.
Right.
He just threw it at me.
Maybe I'm different. Like, I've had niggas offer me hella money, like, all the time, trips, all of that extra shit, and I never...
Ever in your life?
Never.
Not once.
You could ask anybody. I'm just not that type of person.
Girl, please.
Like, because I can't, I feel like I cannot take advantage of somebody.
So if the baby asked you.
I can give a flying hell who they are. I didn't date a celebrity, and it was none of that. Like, I didn't want it.
So if Lil Baby, he tried to fly you out somewhere, you ain't going?
No, because I feel like I'm obligated to give him something.
If Lil Baby want to hang out with you right now and was like, pull up, I want to go, I want to take you out on a date.
We can be cool. I can buy my own drink. One of my a good friend of mine, he plays for the Falcons or whatever.
What's his name?
I can't say that, but anyway.
I got really close ties with the Falcons. That's why I asked.
Yeah. So he used to play, he plays for the Falcons or whatnot, and he had a mansion party, and I bought a bottle of Ace of Spades. And he was so taken back, and he was like, damn. He's like, you're the only one that brought something. He's like, that's so crazy.
But that's fine.
I don't take advantage of people
like
that.
But that's fine. Like, you got your own money. You want to spend your own money. And that's cool. It ain't nothing wrong with that. But with me, if there's this man that want to spend his money on me, or if there's this man that want to take me out so I can go explore some shit, I have no problem with
doing that. I said take advantage. Have you ever taken advantage of a man? And you said, yeah. So there's a difference. If I'm dating somebody and they want to splurge on me, they want to take... Cool.
Well, let's explain take advantage of, because in my mind,
take advantage of it means when it's not mutual. When, like, you know this nigga like you.
No, she took that to her advantage, that she knows that he only wanted to spend on her. He wanted to give her money, so she took advantage of the man.
So what is taking advantage? Because in my mind, taking advantage would be just keeping him around.
Yeah, like, you making it, you kind of like holding him at bay. Like, you're not giving him all access, but you keeping enough interest to keep him there.
Well,
like, you're not
going to date.
Like, you're not going to respond to all his texts. But
you know, with me, it's like, if I don't, you got to be, I got to be able to, like, kick it with you. It ain't like a, oh my God, I got to go hang out with this nigga just so he can give me some bread. It don't be that. It be, we be actually having a good time. But at that time, I didn't want to date. I didn't want to date any of these niggas.
Just,
I didn't care
who
they were.
He just there for fun.
Yeah, like we would just have. We would just have not just necessarily money. It could be money. It could be time. It could be his space, like his energy,
resources
or whatever. But I only say take advantage of, quote unquote, because I feel like when men do that, then it's like a motive. Because you saying take advantage, but whole time how we not knowing or how am I not knowing that he doing this so he could take advantage of me? Like now he throwing his money up, he throwing his money at me so that he can try to woo me into some pussy.
Right.
So how am I supposed to know that?
So both of y'all are really manipulating. You just got the advantage first.
You got the advantage.
I'm just peeping. I'm just watching and I'm letting shit take its time, take its course.
He was gonna try to play you too.
No, because the thing is,
maybe you don't know that.
Yeah, but the thing is,
a nigga leading with money 9 times out of 10.
Exactly. 9 times out of 10, he's been there. 9 times out of 10, that's what he's trying to do. But at the same time, it's like, I may keep him around. I'm not keeping a nigga around
that I have no
zero interest in, to where like it's like I'm dreading every time we're hanging out. I'm not doing that because I need my peace. But I'm also keeping him at a distance because I know that I'm not trying to be on nothing with him. But I'm not trying to be on nothing with him. The next nigga. I'm out here focusing on school and I'm having a good ass time.
But what's his intention? Like his intentions was to be with you, right?
They never hit me up.
He just only wanted to just splurge on you just because he had it.
Just cause. Yeah, it was never like a, oh, I want to be with you. Like, let's be together. Like, it was never.
I think that's to me taking advantage of.
It was never that. It was never like, oh, I want to do this so I can be with you. Yeah. It was just like, we having fun. Like, oh, I'll do that for you. It's no problem. It was like a, when I see you, oh, damn, how you doing in school? Oh, damn, you need that? Like, I got you. Like, I fuck with you, like, type of thing. It was never like, oh, I want to do this with you and I want you to be my girl. It was never those type of things.
I have friends like that, but it's mutual. Like, if he cashing out, so am I. Like, if we going to the club, he'll buy a bottle of shit. I'm buying a bottle, too. Like,
it's, I'm not buying a bottle in college.
Well, there you have that.
Yeah, I ain't doing that.
I ain't bought a bottle in college either. I'm talking about now.
No, we was buying bottles in college. Yeah, who's
everybody
getting,
in
Kodak. Taka.
Smirnoff.
Yeah. Smirnoff. E&J. Yes. New Amsterdam.
Mad Dog.
Yes.
Mad Dog.
Yeah, niggas was
not in no club.
Now these college niggas is drinking 1942 Class A Azul Hennessy.
But I will say, when you say like, you know, buying the bottles or whatever, you have to. I feel like there are some women who will go to the club and buy a bottle because they're just the boss. But then you got them other bitches that be in the club to buy a bottle to prove a point to these niggas to be like, yeah, I can do this my own. And she'll spend her last $800 on this Ace of Spades
They'll spend their last the same way a nigga spend his last trying to impress
just
a bitch.
Just to impress a nigga to be like, oh, damn, she got bread whole time.
Not no more.
She just used the car note money on this bottle to impress you to make it seem like she got some bread and she ain't even got it.
And it happens. It happens. They do that all the time.
Women?
Yeah,
women will flex
too.
because let's think about it. Like women know that men like women
boss
with
bitches.
Ambition, mm-hmm. and they got.
Do
they
women
a boss.
Know that? Because I see a lot of women playing like the damsel in distress role. And I'm like, this niggas don't like that.
That's
shit
because
no
that's because they don't have no little bit in them to act like a boss. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like she ain't got that little $400-$800 to where she can spare.
That shit a turn.
You get
off.
What I'm saying? So she gotta play that
men
other role.
Men don't want a broke bitch. Period.
They don't.
Mm-mm. I'm glad y'all saying it.
Yeah, when they see her in a club tossing money around or like making it rain or buying bottles and stuff like that, it's attractive to a man with his own. Like it's attractive.
But then sometimes you got the nigga to be like, that ain't her money.
That too.
Shit.
But that's rare. I feel like that's kind of rare on the case.
Niggas do be hating on bitches now.
I don't think so.
Niggas do be hating on bitches now.
I seen a post that was like, yeah, I really I like to talk. I really want to know how you got all them Cartier bracelets on your wrist.
Oh, they want to know where it came from?
Like, yeah, let's get into it. Like, I want to know
how you make your money
to have 5 Cartier bracelets on your wrist right now.
Hey man, you got
like, let's get into it. Yeah. Did you buy that? Like most of the time a man see you with something, they gonna think you got that from another nigga.
Or you own one.
Yeah, so it Yeah,
sometimes
they,
it be they that gotta, though. But really, where it come from? Where it come from? Don't be none of my business. I'm just in the back of my. That's more for me personally. Right. That's the back of my head question.
It ain't none of your business, but you still want to know because you want to know like who. You want to know the type of caliber of bitch you fucking with. Like, oh, is she fucking with a nigga who can provide this for her?
Yeah.
Or is she fucking these niggas that's buying her these items?
I ain't gonna lie. I think that, but at the same time, I be thinking in my head, damn, me and Lil Baby fucking the same bitch. Damn, that's crazy.
You know, you know, no, he says that, but I had a conversation with this guy before, and he's a huge fan of Kyrie, and I was like, I asked him one time, I was like, what if, you know, your girl fuck Kyrie, like, you're a huge fan of Kyrie, and I know, like, if somebody, like, if your girl fuck somebody, it's like, you upset.
What did he say?
Damn, my bitch fuck Kyrie. That's what's up.
Okay, that's his bitch. And I'm talking about like a chick I'm not really dealing with like that. We just laid up.
What's the okay?
Go back to that nigga. I don't care.
So I'm saying like you think that's a reward.
It's
like,
not a reward,
like,
but it's like
little baby fuck the same bitch.
Like, yeah, like that's like, oh my god, we're fucking the same.
Praise? It's
yeah,
not
like,
a reward or a prize. What I'm saying is. Okay, this is the caliber of bitches I'm entertaining now.
Okay, so what's...
Wait a minute.
And...
Let's be clear.
Be clear.
Them niggas fuck rat face...
yeah, talking to Mike.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Them niggas... I done seen them smash on some low bottoms, bottom feeder ass bitches.
Bottom Facts. Feeder ass bitches?
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
We're not
like
worried
that
about
one bitch
everybody,
that
everybody,
went,
every nigga.
Cat Stacks. Oh,
every,
my God.
Hold on now. Cat Stacks was an error. That was an error. That was an error.
She smashed a lot of niggas
It's a lot of people.
Look,
that,
man, everybody, every nigga that you know has bodies he's not going to claim.
Let me just say this.
Am I wrong? T, am I?
No, I'm not a nigga.
Let me just say this. Every bitch is tappable. Poppable,
oh, for sure.
Hittable,
oh, for sure. Pulling bitches
don't
is easy.
Ever think
keeping
that,
them is the hard
that
part.
That a nigga won't fuck your bitch because he will.
Wow.
He
crazy.
Will definitely fuck your bitch. Like,
with
it don't matter. It don't matter what she look like. It matters on the type of mood that nigga is
can
on
we,
that day.
Can we say the same thing about your nigga?
Niggas are easy.
Yes.
Niggas are easier.
Niggas are easy. Like, niggas, they, like, you just heard me say that like, a nigga will fuck your bitch. Like, it don't matter who it is. Like, okay, now your nigga is that nigga. That nigga will fuck a bitch, any bitch. Like, if he on that, he on that. He will fuck, if he horny,
and she there,
and
yeah.
she there, and she's gonna do that. It's nothing for her to turn around and, like, he don't even give a fuck. He'll just boop, boop, boop.
That'd
and
be
then,
the worst. But that's what I'm saying. Like, every nigga got bad bodies.
I'm just not trying to be that bitch that's that bad body. I'm not trying to be the bitch that you caught when you was like out partying or whatever, because like you gonna hit that bitch and forget her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not trying to be that forgotten ass bitch. That's just not me. I'm not trying to be
niggas
that bitch.
Definitely have
I'm not trying to be that
to.
Bitch that you pop on tour that you done forgot about and all this other shit.
They remember you by what you was wearing.
Maybe not even that.
You remember,
like,
that bitch had them big ass goofy red shoes on?
Fact. Like, if I was on that with a nigga, I wouldn't even tell him my name. I wouldn't even tell him my real name. Like, I would just know what's going on. But if you're in a situation like that, then you need to capitalize off that situation. Don't just get popped out of these niggas. Just
what if
just
she just want
to
get popped?
Just to say you did it.
What if she just want to get popped?
I mean,
popped,
but they
JoJo?
Do that. These females, them two white girls that went viral because they said they smashed, who was it, Trey Songz, I think, like that. They didn't get nothing out of it.
No.
I know you're talking about the ones on No Jumper.
On that.
Yeah, but they got interviews. That was it. Like, I mean.
But they're not. That wasn't even like interviews for a month. Like, it's a month of people risk their whole social face card for like a month of relevancy.
Yeah, but
they
like,
gained
who
the
cares?
Both of them gained the social media
they should
following.
Care.
They got, you know, they had a lot of people like in they from what they were saying. They had a because I followed them for a second. They had a lot of people in their DMs, like, and they was popping for a minute because they
fine.
Smashed Trey Songz.
But like, that's fine. Like, I can go online right now and say I fuck so and so. Who gives a fuck?
You think people give people a fuck?
Give a damn.
I'm saying
TMZ give a fuck. Shade Room give a fuck.
Who gives a fuck? Like, who gives
people,
a fuck?
People, the world. Like, the world,
who cares?
Craig. The world,
who cares?
Craig.
This new generation is wild.
Who gives a fuck?
JoJo,
they
want to
know
the world.
Who you smashing.
Why does that fucking matter?
The world, yes. You go out and fuck. You go out and fuck Kanye right now and tell the world. They're going to be like, oh, why does Kanye want to fuck her? What's so good about her?
Yeah,
we're
going
to dig into her. I'm about to say coochie. We're going to dig into her. We're going to dig into her history. We're going to figure out who else she fucked. Oh, she fucked that nigga too? Oh, she a hoe. Well, we're going to give her a TV show. How about we give her some interviews too?
Half them girls on, what, the Zeus Network?
Yes.
They done got brand deals and all of this stuff like
from
that.
From fucking.
From smashing these.
Nah, they got brand deals from fighting each other.
You
them
know,
motherfuckers is
you
crazy.
You know, my thing is though, if you're going to fuck these dudes, like, you know, get something out of it besides clout. Like, if you, you know, if you're going to go and fuck these dudes for clout, then at least get something out of it more than clout. Something that's, like, tangible. Not just, like, being on, being lit for, like, a month. That's not enough for this coochie. Like, it's just not. Like,
I know,
if I'm a fucking.
Gay head to be in a section, so, like.
To be in a section?
To be in a section with a celeb.
I don't know about that. I didn't give head to somebody just because I wanted to give them head. Like.
Which
well,
you should do that.
Because
you
wanted,
because you benefited from that. Your mouth
she
benefited.
Wants
to be in a you
wanted
to feel the dick in your mouth.
Yeah, like yeah. I literally was like, I'm on that with you. Like, I'm on that with you. I'm trying to.
That so, why, that
but
why
she
you
got
here?
Something out of it, like you're saying. She got something
that,
out of it. She got it in the main section at the goal room.
That throat noise? Yeah, there she go. There it is.
That's crazy. The section at the go room? Nah, I just
wanted
to suck his dick because I just wanted to suck it because I was just attracted to him. I'm like, I just want to suck your dick.
So I got a question for y'all, right? So like, say both of y'all like creatives and shit. Y'all doing y'all thing. So say you got a dude and he chasing big creative aspirations too, but you trying to do the same thing. So who should put their dreams on the back burner first?
Let's just do it together.
I was about to say, why do anybody gotta put anybody's dreams on the back burner?
Nah, because it's gonna be a conflict.
No, it's not.
How?
Like, if we're both creatives, like let's intertwine.
Situation.
So if somebody, so if he takes off a little bit further, his shit needs a little bit more attention. You're not gonna give his shit attention because you're still focusing on yours.
What do
you
mean? Give him
attention? Yeah,
I'm saying like okay. So like, say you meet a nigga. Y'all start. Let's say y'all was YouTubers. You start off together, right?
Mm-hmm.
You start off together, but his shit kind of take off a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And he like on the road, he doing shows and shit, he doing appearances, woot woot woot.
Mm-hmm.
So where he can't really pour into you as much as y'all was doing before he blew up.
No. Ultimately, nah, fuck that. Because if I'm fucking with my nigga and he got YouTube and it's taking off, why the fuck both our shit ain't taking off at the same time?
You know it don't work like that.
No, it do.
It don't work like
it
that.
It do.
Look
you wanna
at,
know why?
Keith Lee.
I'm about to tell you why.
Yes, where is Keith Lee's wife?
His wife has, she gained from his success just off.
I have not seen her.
She has gained, like, she's ever, when he is not doing stuff, she is putting stuff out there just like him.
I ain't seen
She
it.
Has a YouTube channel with hella subscribers. Her Instagram,
you know Keith
follow
Lee
account.
Is? Mm. He is a food review.
Yeah,
like,
it's a food
so
review.
So, yeah, I went to McDonald's one day, and then they said they had a double Whopper. And I was like, shit, dude, can we get a triple Whopper? And they said, okay, we can
Let's
do that.
Take that.
Well,
but his wife, with his success, and she wasn't even trying, with his success, he brought her up with her. They were doing it together. And he always mentioned his
But you
his
don't think he's,
kids.
Like, way ahead right now?
This is what I'm going to say.
But she didn't take a seat in the back burner. She's right there with him.
If
That's
you
what I'm
are,
trying
if you have a If you have a YouTube page, and I have a YouTube page, and your shit start taking off, and your shit just take off, and I'm stagnant, me and you don't need to be together. Because why in the fuck wouldn't you not link in with me and we
and
boost this shit together?
Yeah.
Because if that happened with me, like say like we got the big homie's house, right?
Uh-huh.
And our shit keep going up and up and up, and then I got this one nigga who got his shit, who was my nigga, he got this shit that's like teeter-totter and I have this huge platform that I don't keep putting him on. Or
well, you better not bring
him,
that nigga on my shit.
Or putting him,
get this nigga out of here.
Putting him in the it's not your shit. And putting
get
him
this nigga out of here.
And putting him in like the different spaces with all the different like places where he can network, all these mixers and shit like that for him to elevate himself. If I'm not doing that, then I don't need to be with him. And if he don't not doing that for me, then I don't need to be with him either. We don't need to be with each other. Because ultimately, we need to
elevate together.
It's no way. It's no way in hell. Like, I don't give a fuck what it is. If my man is doing real estate and I'm doing radio, goddamn it, I better have my own motherfucking house. like my own shit. Like yeah. that's just how I go. Or if you're a motherfucking chef and I'm on the motherfucking radio, nigga, I better have my own dish. Wait. And I better like.
So let me ask you, how has Nicki Minaj elevated her man?
I don't think he wants to get elevated. No, I think he likes. Yeah, I think okay. I don't even think that he wants to even. I'm on the phone. I can't believe I answered this.
I'm wondering what the fuck, and I see what.
Hold please, hello.
JoJo's taking
I'm
the
doing
phone
my
break.
Podcast.
JoJo's taking the phone break. That is hilarious.
I'm gonna call you right back. Why y'all stop talking?
T, what's up, T?
What up?
Yeah.
Finally.
Finally.
But yeah, I don't think Nicki Minaj wants to.
Kevin.
I don't think he wants
Kenneth,
to.
Yeah.
Kenneth, whatever. I don't think he wants to like elevate in that scene. I don't think he's on that. But you best to believe that if he go anywhere in New York, it's everything's taken care of. Like they know exactly who he is,
of course,
type of
yeah.
thing. Now I think the question that we can ask is Keke Palmer and her baby daddy.
I'm
well,
so
her baby
shit.
Daddy has his own.
I don't know who he is.
That's the dude from Insecure. That's his little brother. So he does acting and writing and stuff too.
In what though?
Because Keke Palmer's is. But she did say she started like a network or something.
But in what? Like, is he in anything major?
I'm not sure. But when I found out who her baby daddy is,
it made sense.
I was like, oh, okay.
But
yeah.
how about? But let's see.
He's not Keke Palmer.
Well,
obviously.
Let's see now though. After it has been out that is her baby daddy, let's see how it is now. After.
So you think she's gonna bring him in or bring him up?
Elevate?
Excuse me.
Can she elevate her baby daddy?
I think so. I think. You know, it's always that, like, and it sounds bad, but, because I love Keke Palmer, but that clout shit is real. I'm not saying that he with her for clout. I'm saying that people will want to fuck with him because he is Keke Palmer's baby daddy.
You don't think they was trying to fuck with him before that? Like,
I'm sure.
Because he's the little brother of the dude from Instagram.
But hell nah. Hell nah.
I'm sure that they were, but not to that magnitude.
I don't
not
know
to
who
that
you
capacity.
Talking about. Who from
the
Insecure?
The light-skinned dude from Instagram.
Oh, Dro?
Which light skinned one?
With the big teeth. Y'all know
which
who I'm
one?
About.
You name his character.
I don't know. What was his
who
name?
Who was he dating? Who was he with? He was with Amanda Seals?
No, her best friend.
Amanda Seals was her best friend.
The other best friend, the black best
friend. Oh,
the tall
dude?
Light skinned. Oh. That's his little brother.
Oh.
Dro?
Is that his name? I don't remember.
The one from the party?
Huh?
The one from the party?
Look at her face.
What party?
At a party for me?
Yes.
One
with yes, yes, yes.
With Shorty?
Yes, yes, right. Yes, yes.
Are they still together?
No.
Good.
I don't think they was ever together.
Just for that weekend.
But yeah.
That's crazy.
But yeah,
I definitely didn't know that.
What I'm saying is he already had a following before Keke Palmer. He already had and when he got with Keke Palmer, because they've been dating for a few years now. I think it was like 3 years or something like that.
But
it did go up.
But y'all was about to say, we not finna sit here and act like being with somebody not gonna elevate them or make somebody wanna fuck with you, because
I agree.
One thing about it. I know that bitch was a model, but I did not know that bitch. That Fox bitch before Ooh. She was with Kanye.
Oh, Julia Fox? Nah.
I swear I didn't know that hoe.
Nah, she was mostly known for Uncut Gems. She was fine as fuck in that movie.
That bitch looked like crazy. Now,
oh, she looked crazy now.
But you know what I'm saying? Like we know that being in a relationship always elevate that shit. Like what's another relationship? Where
Oprah and nigga.
What's the damn mama name? Kris
Jenner.
Yeah, and that
dude. he was cool too. He's Justin Bieber's manager, and that's the Justin Bieber at Once Upon a Time.
Oh, that's Justin Bieber manager.
Was
oh,
the
well,
number
he
one.
Didn't say less.
On the yeah, so
that's all
that's
you
got to
say.
A lot of these people, I think she got at him because he's
Justin
Bieber's
manager.
Yeah.
I would prefer me a behind the scenes ass nigga. Like, behind the scenes, he's still making money and all that other shit. I would prefer that than a nigga
so
that's all in the...
you prefer, like, a Nicki Minaj type?
Yeah, like...
in the background.
Yeah. Like, the type of nigga that I'm dealing with now, that's what I would prefer. Like, I ain't trying to deal with a nigga... You heard me say the nigga I'm dealing with now?
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks later.
I hate this nigga.
Why the fuck do I still be his friend?
That dude remind me of a random-ass question. Why do y'all... go out and deal with other niggas while you on a break from your nigga?
Because we need...
If it's a... I'm gonna let you go.
Well, it could be multiple reasons. One reason, you might need a nigga to get your mind off of that other nigga.
But this other nigga really
Period.
Fuck with you.
It don't matter. I need to get over him. I need to get over him, and now I'm dealing with you. And who's to say that I won't fall for this man? Like,
you won't. Hell nah.
You don't know that.
Going back to your old nigga has a 99.9 success rate.
Kodak, remember I had that friend. Don't say who you was about to fucking say, because every time I say my friend, you be like, who? Blah, blah, blah.
I don't know who you talking about.
My friend. My friend. Tommy. The one I was dealing with. The only other person I was dealing with, like, Malcolm. Okay.
Yeah.
Recently. I'm naming out names.
Recently.
Okay, yeah.
Apartment 4B.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
No, for real, you remember?
Oh, yeah, I do remember now. For real. Last time we was at apartment.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, like, he was that for me, but...
You was that for him, too?
Facts. But I liked him, though.
You caught feelings, dummy.
We liked each other.
Oh, my God.
Did you?
Yeah.
You did? Y'all liked each other?
Yeah, we liked each other.
Why it didn't work?
Because
he liked his girl more. He went back to somebody else.
No, I cut him off. Let's get that straight. Let's get that all the way straight.
How?
What do you mean?
How you cut him off? You said, it's over. It's not working.
Yeah, I text him, actually, and said... I'm not on no petty shit. Like, I don't like how that situation was.
But you didn't cut it off because you wanted to cut off. You cut it off because of a situation.
I cut it off because we were talking about something, and I felt like that's something that I don't want to talk about no more. And if that's something that we're going to talk about, then I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So let's just end it right now. That's how that ended. Mm.
But y'all both liked each other. And y'all was both using each other as like layover periods.
Facts. Layover. But that's why, that's where.
Yeah, that's how it is. That's what it is. It's layover.
So when you and your dude break up, you go hang out with the layover nigga?
Me and my dude break up, I'm fucking another nigga. I don't care what nobody say. I'm fucking another nigga because many years that I've been with you and I've been missing out on this freshly
new dick. How many times y'all done broke up this year?
A lot. That don't mean I got a lot of dick.
2023.
But. In 2023,
yeah.
We came into the new year not together, so
damn.
Ain't no telling how much dick I done had.
Fellas, if your girl is out,
that ain't true.
I'm just kidding. Nah, that'd be because I done been both of them niggas.
Nah, me personally,
I done been both of them niggas.
I'm fucking.
If you talking to a chick, you think everything going cool. Next thing you know, messages go green. Word to Drake.
I'm fucking. I've been with you for what, 2-3 years, and I ain't fucking that one nigga, and I got all these fine ass niggas that I want to have sex with, and now we on a break or we not together no more. You crazy if you think I'm not spinning that block.
I ain't spinning the block.
I'm spinning the motherfucking block.
And it's so easy for women. It's so easy for women.
I'm spending the fucking block.
That just ain't my style. It's easy
for women.
It's not my style.
You could text a nigga right now.
I know I can, but it's just not my style.
And I think that's why so many women are against it, because they know it's so easy.
First of all, I love having sex.
I do too.
Sex is very important with me. Yeah, but if he ain't my man, I'm a
then I masturbate.
Trust me. My man, he's number one in the list. He got the best dick I ever had in my entire life. Like, I can't see myself
my man.
Not fucking him. The dude I'm talking about has the best dick I ever had in my life.
My man.
And I cannot see myself not ever fucking with him ever again. I just cannot. It's no way in hell that I can. It's like I don't know. It's not gonna happen. But we not together now, and
like today.
You doing your own shit, and, you know, I got this nigga that's, like, fine as fuck that I've been wanting to fuck for a long time, then I'm going to be trying to, you know.
Trying to woo-dee-wham all that bleep.
No, you know, I'm trying to, like, I'm not just going to jump into, like, hey, what's up, you want to fuck? Like, I ain't going to do all of that. You know, it's going to take me about 3 days.
When the shit too easy like that, I think it's a setup.
It's gonna take me like 3 days.
But see, like, I know females done had one night stands, and I ain't.
You never had a one night stand?
Nah.
I've definitely had a one
night stand.
Live a little.
Niggas die a lot.
You crazy.
But see, sex is, my pussy comes with emotions.
So oh, yeah, not
everybody,
me.
Everybody can't have it.
Okay, gotcha.
You get what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Nah. And because, like, this is going to sound cocky, but I swear to God, y'all, I'm not that way. But because I have so many people that want it, I feel like I just can't give it out like
that. No, that's true. But but these one night stands, you got to understand that one of those people, not one of them people that want it. Like, you don't even know them. They don't know you. You don't know their name. I don't know your name. I don't got your Instagram. I don't know your number. I ain't got none of that shit. None.
But they also could come with herpes. They also could
live a little. Like, listen. Listen. Chad, I'm fine as fuck, right?
You are.
And
damn, y'all big ass heads ain't gonna be able to get out this room.
Back in my younger days, my college days.
You sounded like you 40.
When I was outside, and I'm talking about spring break, like, cause the first time I got flew out on a private jet, I was not even in my 20s yet. So I'm like, I'm outside. I done experienced all this shit that everybody's talking about now. I done been experienced that shit. So if I'm out and I'm having a good ass time and I see this nigga who is like a nigga who's probably on my wall as a kid.
Wait, did you just shame me for something like this?
This we not talking about now. I said back in my younger day. And it's a nigga that I used to like have on my wall back in the day, and I'm out and we partying and we having a good time and shit. I won't tell that man my name, and I know he choosing. Hell yeah, I'm gonna fuck that man and get up and leave.
I done been in so many situations, especially in I never had sex in college. Ever.
Remember the time Rick Ross shot a shot at you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I done had all of them. It's not just him. Like, I done been in at the Ritz-Carlton with Cameron and didn't let this man touch me.
No, like, it's times to where, you know, that thing, like, those times are, you know. Now, there have been plenty of times where, like, because I won't fuck a nigga that's in the industry, because I knew that what industry I was going in, and I'd be damn, like, I work hard for my shit, so I'd be damn if I let a nigga say that I got put on because
he
I fucked
him.
He
gave you some dick, yeah.
Yeah, so I always watched who I fucked. Mm-hmm. But back in my younger day, like I said, when I was outside and hot and ready, it would be if I was to fuck a nigga like that, it would be a nigga that wouldn't know my name.
He said, "Hi, my name is Rebecca."
I would give you a fake ass name. And
my name is Taina.
I ain't gonna lie. I've had.
You look like a Taina.
I'm gonna tell you, because I've had 2 one-night stands.
Well, I had 2 in the same weekend.
Wait, hold on. I had 2 one-night stands.
You sleep.
And the first one I had, I was in Miami, and I was in a section with a whole bunch of bitches I did not know, and this nigga who I did know, he was leaving, and he looked at me, and I looked at him. He was like, "You want to come with me?" I said, "Yup."
Which one of y'all?
I said, "Yup, sure do." His bodyguard pulled me up over the thing, and we was gone. I went whoopty whoop, and I got up and I left. That was it. The second time I had a one night stand, I was at a club, and it was this dude that I knew.
Uh-huh.
Like, everybody knew, obviously. And looking at each other, and he was like, and I was like, and we left, and then boop boop, and then I left. Never seen that nigga again. If that nigga see me again tomorrow, he wouldn't even know who I was. And I don't give a fuck.
Well, that's what you wanted. But I did the shit last year for my birthday when I went out of town. Yes, that's the goal. I'm not trying to see you again. Like,
yeah,
my
pussy don't have emotions.
My pussy got every time. Like, I'm always in relationships. Like, before I met my last boyfriend, I didn't have sex for 2 years. 2 years. I didn't be like fuck with
nobody.
See,
you're different. You different.
That's what I'm saying.
See, that's different.
It's
me,
just never been my style to just be like, nah. Like, I ain't never had a whole phase.
I'm
never
here
had
for
a nice thing.
Oh man,
girl, you gonna
fuck around and have one when you 50. You gonna be like just ready to
I'm not.
Pop it off.
I don't think I'm meant for one. Like.
No, whole phases need to take place, okay? Because if you don't do your whole phase,
I was like, absolutely not.
You know, some girls be like that though, and that's good. I'm glad I went through my whole phase, cause it was very fun.
So wait, so women have whole phases, dude? Like, you think niggas just be hoes forever?
Niggas just
facts.
Be hoes.
Niggas are just hoses. Niggas are just hoes.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what it is.
Cause he has no face to y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
It really don't. Pussy, booty, mouth.
Yeah, it don't.
Back
and
fat,
I honestly, I personally feel like that a girl who was a hoe in college, I don't really think you should count her being a hoe, because I feel like everybody in college was a hoe, except for you, apparently.
I was going to say not me.
I think everybody, because if you know your girl went to school, you just got to just chop it up to the game. Bro. She probably did some wild shit in college,
bro.
I do regret not being like fucking with people in college, because he was cheating on me at home, like,
exactly.
Regular ass. You know, I'm like, damn,
you gotta live your life.
He tried to fuck me.
Exactly. Now you have regrets and shit. I don't got no regret. I ain't got none.
But at this point in time, you know, I'm in my 30s. Like, I'm like, yeah, no, this whole phase.
Oh yeah, no, you
me.
Now you
I'm
can't.
Over it.
Yeah,
I don't want
now,
it.
Now I don't have a whole phase now. Like, it's like, no, I'm not finna be out here being a hoe. Like, I would have to find one man that I could consecutively
fuck
on.
Fuck your face up being a hoe now.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, in those 30s,
clears the skin.
No, I mean, like,
your face card.
Like, mm-hmm. You can't be out here just fucking, like, especially, like, me right now, like, being in my industry, being how...
Like, we was talking earlier about, like, how niggas be hitting, like, anything. That's why you don't want them anythings to get out. Like, I can't, I know if it got out that I was fucking with you, it would fuck my face up. It'd be like, damn, he fucked her?
You just had a one-night stand last year.
Yeah, but that's
why but see, you can have a one-night stand. They don't know you. They don't know your name. They don't know your Instagram. They don't got your number.
So
like, you just disappear off the face of the earth.
Wait a minute. So let's say, hypothetically speaking, you became Jeff Bezos.
And I see what you're about to say. Ain't nobody going to believe her.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody going to
believe her. But then they might. But,
ain't no proof.
You don't know. But, she might have took a picture when you
but
went.
At that point, who gives
sleep.
A fuck?
You can't there while I'm sleeping. I don't trust people like
but
that.
I don't know how one-night stand works.
Wait,
no.
But at that point, who gives a fuck? You're Jeff fucking Bezos. I got all the money in the fucking world. Bitch, fuck you. If I did,
you,
fuck you.
I'm going to have you whack, bitch. Shut up. Shut up. Don't tell nobody.
I'm rich now. I don't give a fuck.
Ain't nobody
going to
believe you, bitch. Like one of your homegirls. Saying, yeah, I fucked Tupac. Bitch, no, you didn't. The whole time, it could be true.
Right. It is what it is.
But, you know, shit comes from a one-night stand, too. It didn't Tristan Thompson, he have a love child?
Sure did.
Hey, if I'm a billionaire, I make you
First
add,
of all,
look.
I'm not having a one-night stand and not wrapping it up. That's just not going
but
down.
But anything can happen is what I'm saying. What if the
anything,
condom
anything
break?
Anything can
no.
happen.
If
the condom break,
then
hey, man,
at
God
the motherfucking,
did.
I'll be at CVS the next morning. Shit.
Fetus deletus.
No, I said CVS, not the clinic. CVS.
Anyway, man.
Plan B.
I'm just saying, she comes with a one-night stand. That's why.
You scary.
I'm not scary at all. I just don't want to do it. I don't see
it's
the
too
benefit.
Late. It's too late for you to do it now. So it ain't even know we can
yeah,
talk about
so
it no more.
Yeah, so it's a moot point.
We talking about you.
No, we just established
women
have a whole phase.
Yeah.
Your whole phase got to be a span of years.
Yeah,
a nigga whole phase is when he dick get hard till he die.
If you have a whole phase now, you are a hoe.
What is the span of the, what's the,
it could be
the years?
For
it's
what,
from,
niggas?
For the female to
I'm
have
tell
her
you,
whole phase.
It's from, no. 16 it's from,
to 25
No,
what?
It's from like 17 to like 23.
Yeah, it's like a 6-year time gap.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And it could start at, but it's always going to be 6 years. It could be 17 to 23, 18 to 24. 19 to 25.
When you get to like 26, 27, and you sit on your whole phase, you a hoe.
You might as well just go ahead and start that OnlyFans.
You're a hoe, yeah. Like, you're a hoe. It ain't a phase, bitch. You a hoe.
Just get your rates
right. It ain't a phase.
In-house.
You are a true indeed
outhouse.
Hoe. Like, it ain't a phase.
You need tributes, bitch. Anyway, that is the bonus episode edition. You got the homie T in the building all the way from Oakland. Yeah, Eric, give me your Instagram so they can follow you.
Loves your dime. It's LoveJurDon. Loves your dime.
Yes, Sirski. That is the bonus edition of the Big Homie's House. Big Homie JoJo's popping. You good?
Yeah.
Girl, turn this shit off.
Finna go have a one night stand. We out.
I'm not.
We out. Look at you. It's still not in? Oh, boy, it's a wrap. I'm going home. I'm going home, boy. I'm doing this shit at the crib.